USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional leaders agreed Tuesday to head off a nationwide strike by railroad workers, promising to pass legislation quickly that would avert a work stoppage crippling the supply chain and U.S. economy. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House lawmakers will aim to pass legislation today. This after President Biden took a victory lap earlier this year before the bigger unions declined the offer. Federal Reserve officials have crushed investors' hopes of an early end to inflation. Two of the Fed's regional presidents, John Williams and James Bullard, warned on Monday that the inflation threat has not faded. Instead of rebounding, the U.S. economy will shrink and face stubborn price increases in 2023. A Missouri man convicted of ambushing and killing a St. Louis, Missouri area police officer in 2005 that he blamed for the death of his younger brother was executed overnight. 37-year-old Kevin Johnson was at the state prison in Bonterra for killing Officer William McEntee. Firefighters were investigating a hazmat situation at the water reclamation facility in Glendale, Arizona overnight after a large plume of smoke was sent into the air because of a bleach and salt mixture inside of it. Glendale Fire Captain Ashley Lush on Fox 10.
Because the chemicals are actually lighter than air, they are just going to lift off and dissipate really quickly. So we're grateful for that because it does not pose a threat to any of the structures or life safety.
The United States men's soccer team playing for the World Cup in Qatar will stay in country a little longer after defeating the heavily favored Iran 1-0 in their final group stage match of the 2022 World Cup. With the win, the United States will play the Netherlands in the knockout round consisting of 16 teams. That game is scheduled for Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The European Union's plan to cap the price of Russian crude oil has hit a roadblock just days before the measure was due. Poland and other countries have nixed the idea. The European Union countries were expected to announce their price cap measure last week, but have had to postpone as there's a big split about which level would cause Russia the most financial pain and keeping damage to a minimum in Europe. We are welcoming two new bear cubs in America. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
Two Andean bear cubs were born at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. on November 15th. It's considered a vulnerable species with an estimated 2,000 Andean bears, also known as spectacled bears, left in the wild, making the birth of these cubs significant. The zoo said the cubs were born to first-time parents, a 3-year-old female named Brienne and a 9-year-old male named Keto. Keepers said both cubs are active and vocal, and that they're cautiously optimistic that the two will thrive. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Down to Old Cowtown and Rue Saturday night.
The country music world is in shock. 37-year-old Jake Flint, a country singer from Oklahoma, died in his sleep last week just hours after his wedding. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.